Thank you. is dying.
Discarded shoe, like an open mouth, a burn on the pavement. Discarded shoe, like an open mouth, a burn on the pavement.
The whole city staked out with eyes like a giant crystal, catching the angles of light. The city borders the skin.
Welcome, everyone. You are listening to Analog Archives only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you all so much for tuning in. The last 14 or so minutes, you've been listening to A Walk Through the City with none other than Hildegard Westerkamp. To describe A Walk Through the City, I will have to look into the liner notes of this tape, and they state plainly that A Walk Through the City is an urban environmental composition based on Norbert Rubsat's poem of the same name. It takes the listener into a specific urban location, Vancouver, BC's Skid Row area, and moves him or her through its sound and language, traffic, car horns, brakes, sirens, construction noise, pinball machines, the throb of trains, human voices, a poem, are its musical instruments. These sounds are used partly as they occur in reality and as sound objects altered in the studio. Thus, a continuous flux is created between real and imaginary soundscapes, between recognizable and transformed places, between reality and composition. The piece makes audible a phenomenon we all experience, but of which we are rarely conscious. The fact that the modern city soundscape is formed from our constant perceptual shifting of focus between the acoustically real and the acoustically imaginary. A Walk Through the City was composed at the Sonic Research Studio at Simon Fraser University, and its final stages at the CBC Studios in Vancouver, with the technical assistance of Gary Held. The piece was commissioned by and first broadcast on CBC Radio's 2 News Hour, thanks to Howard Broomfield for making 2 of his field recordings of Vancouver Street Old Timers available for inclusions in the piece. So, if you're just tuning in, you were listening to Analog Archives. That was A Walk Through the City, specifically Vancouver, with Hildegard Westerkamp. Hildegard Westerkamp is a Canadian composer, radio artist, teacher, and sound ecologist known for her contributions and development of acoustic ecology, soundscape composition, and sound walks, particularly through her work on the World Soundscape Project in the 1970s and 80s, which, by the way, started here, right on Burnaby Mountain, Simon Fraser University, founded by another Canadian composer and sound artist by the name of R. Murray Schaefer, The project initiated the modern study of acoustic ecology, and its ultimate goal was to find solutions for an ecologically balanced soundscape where the relationship between the human community and its sonic environment is in harmony. Now, to say that is something that we have achieved in 2025 would feel a little silly, but it is a really fascinating area of study, and it's really, really... It's always been really cool to me that as someone who also studied communication here at SFU, the School of Communication, I was able to experience that, and I was able to learn of the history of sound ecology and soundscape composition and sound walks in the context of the institution that essentially disseminated and popularized it as a field of academic study. Hildegard Westerkamp was one of the very, very notable and decorated names involved with this discipline. And actually, very recently in 2024, Westerkamp received an honorary doctorate from SFU in recognition of her contributions to acoustic ecology, music composition, and sound studies. So I thought I would play that because I think, again, one thing that I've always found really interesting about soundscape compositions is that it while it is taking from legitimate, real, quote-unquote real sounds from our own environments, in this case, the city of Vancouver, it is also something that is very specifically edited and manipulated in order to mimic that sound of what we associate with the city. You know, the honking cars, the chitter-chatter, the cars whizzing by. And it's done so in a way that is very specific. And if you were to actually compare it one-to-one to what your actual city surroundings would sound like, it wouldn't be exactly that. But that's not necessarily the point. I think it's, in my opinion, has always been a way for me to sort of put into perspective what the sounds are and think very intentionally about what our sound environment happens to be and how we may think of that in a way that makes us more present, more clear, more intentional. Anyways, I thought I would play that. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope if you're driving, those sirens did not scare you too much. But we're going to be moving on to the second tape of the hour. This one is from a various set of artists, and it is titled City Squeaks, Electroacoustic Music from Vancouver. This first track is from Doug Huffman. It's titled Radio Flood. And there's a little note under each song. This one says, everyone we talked to said it was a dirty place, a filthy place. We stayed away from there. Distances feel, in some, wish blown out. All right. Without further ado, Doug Huffman with Radio Flood, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you so much for tuning in this hour to Analog Archives. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
Okay, we've moved on to the very next track, which is titled Elysian by Doug Cross, or Elysian. When moving objects meet at a single point, they're said to collide. If, on the other hand, they pass through or into one another, they're said to elide. And once again, you are listening to Analog Archives only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you all so much for tuning in thus far. That last track was Elysian from the City Squeaks Electric Acoustic Music Compilation coming out of Vancouver. That last track was from Doug Cross. And I hope you've enjoyed this last half hour of electroacoustic and soundscape work, because we're going to be switching things up quite dramatically here with this next artist and last artist for the night. This is none other than the Vinaigrettes live at the Waldorf from 1991. That's right. The Vinaigrettes were a band hailing from Victoria around that time, and I had never heard of them, but it looks like other people at the station had, and I thought that that was cool, you know, finding out that there are other people here that kind of had connections to them in the past. And there's a lot of paper in this record, I'll tell you that much. A pretty lengthy track list and a whole fold-out lyric sheet, which I thought was really cool. You can probably hear me fitting with it right as we speak. The first track on side one is titled Beatles Ripoff. And I thought that was interesting. Another thing that was interesting about this is that there is a name on here that I did not expect, and that was none other than Scott Henderson. That is right. Apparently, Scott Henderson, very famous, well, in certain circles, famous producer from the 90s and 80s, hailing from Victoria, who helped artists who I have played here on this show in the past, people like Silent Party, another band from Victoria, as well as none other than Sandra Lockwood, someone who I interviewed actually on this show, the only interview that this show has had so far. Looking to change that very, very soon. But it is just really cool to just find all these artists in ways that sort of feel unrelated, and finding his name attached to it. You know, he was clearly a very prolific figure at that time. Another thing I thought was really, really fun about this tape is that there is another piece of paper inside, and it is titled Sweet Basil's Vinaigrettes. So this band is called the Vinaigrettes, and I think at a certain time, a point in time, they had nicknames, and I think Sweet Basil was a member of the band. And here is a recipe for Sweet Basil's Vinaigrette. So if you have a pen and paper, now would be the time to use it, because I'm about to read out these ingredients for you all. First, we have 1 cup of olive oil, 1/2 cup of red wine vinegar, 1 teaspoon of basil. Considering the teaspoon measurement, I'm going to assume dried, but I can't confirm that. Just as 1 teaspoon basil, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic, 1/2 teaspoon of honey, and then 3/4 teaspoon of honey after the 1/2 teaspoon of honey. Okay. And then salt and pepper. I'm assuming that's the taste. And then under it says, whisk stubbornly till a smooth yet somehow grating effect is achieved. So there you go. Sweet Basil's Vinaigrette. You heard it here, folks. Giving you recipes for free. Now, some people pay for those things. Cookbooks? I love cookbooks, but sometimes you just need a recipe for free, and that's what I'm providing. Anyways, it's not a cooking show. We're hopefully going to have one of those soon enough, though, and I'm really excited for that. But that's besides the point, because we are here to hear the Vinaigrettes. First track, Beatles Ripoff.
Pardon me, excuse me.
There, you can go anytime.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Last night at the railway, Dave was dreaming. drinking stout. Then he fell across the table and just passed out. Said he quit his job, but I think he was fired. Only 24, and he thinks he's retired. Mike went home with Tracy, what else is new? And I went home alone and thought about you. Last night at the railway while the band was playing, and everyone was laughing at the stuff I was saying. Don't remember what I was talking about, but I woke up with no voice, so I must have had to shout. Mike went home with Tracy, what else is new? And I went home alone and thought about you. Last night at the railway I was talking to Paul. I don't think his band's gonna make it at all, 'cause his drummer stole his girl and sold his amp. Sometimes it feels like I'm back at summer camp. Mike went home with Tracy, what else is new? And I went home with Paul, 'cause I missed you, yeah. I went home with Paul, 'cause I missed you. Ooh.
One, two, three, four.
Five.
You're bad to me, so I'm in black. Oh, it's all too much, you know you can't do that. I should have known better than to hold your hand when you said to me, I wanna be your man. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh. Yesterday you were my honey pie. Oh, but now I'm looking through you and I feel fine. You're a nowhere man and it won't be long before your name is only a northern song. Yeah, yeah. Days a week.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, darling, don't bother me, because it's only love that I seek. Yes, it is. I don't want to spoil the party, so this is the end. I'll be on my way, don't want to see you again. Oh, you think it's getting better like dreamers do? Well, do you want to know a secret? Well, I don't need you. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh.
Okay, we are back with Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. You were just listening to The Vinaigrettes. And I said that first track was the Beatles ripoff, but it actually wasn't. It was the second track that played, but I don't think that that was my fault for saying that, because I am looking at this track list lyric sheet, and it says that number one should have been Beatles ripoff. But if I'm looking at these lyrics, the first track that played was actually titled A Letter to Bill. And that certainly was not Beatles ripoff. But then the second track that you just heard was Beatles ripoff. So, first track you heard, A Letter to Bill, which then went into Beatles ripoff. Third track should be Keep a Candle Burning, but we shall see. Once again, this is The Vinaigrettes from 1991.
Do you mind? Put you on the Graham bus, and I thought to myself, ain't that the end? Now I keep a candle burning in the hopes of you returning. But I guess in time I'm learning that you're not. Oh yeah, I keep a candle burning in the hopes of you.
that you're not. Don't like the way this thing has turned out. All this waiting around has left me real burned out. If you're ever coming back, I suggest you be quick, cause the flame is almost out. Get down to the wick. And now I keep a candle burning in the hopes of you returning. But I guess in time I'm learning that you're not. You're not. Oh yeah, I keep a candle burning in the hopes of you returning. But I guess in time I'm learning that you're not. Here I am left with the cold hard facts, and it's been a long time now since you made tracks. Never made promises, we never made pacts. I just know it's been too long since I'm all out of wax. And now I keep a candle burning in the hopes of you returning. But I guess in time I'm learning that you're not. You're not. Oh yeah, I keep a candle burning in the hopes of you returning. But I guess in time I'm learning that you're not. Oh yeah, at first I set my mind to it, but then I was resigned to it. But now I got no time for it, I quit.
Once again, we are back with Analog Archives, only on a CJSF 90.1 FM. Last two tracks were Keep a Candle Burning and then Song for Coco by the Vinaigrettes. And that last track was quite sweet. You know, when I heard the title of Song for Coco, I was like, what could that be about? You know, but it very clearly was about the writer's cat. There's a line here that says, "You don't hit me up for a loan, you're no rat. The only tail you chase is your own. You're my cat." That's some lovely stuff, folks. Anyways, thank you all so much for tuning in thus far. Next track we've got, a bit of a darker one here. Track 5, Those Darn Bugs. Once again, you're tuned in to Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you all so much for listening.
Tried to find out what went wrong.
And you are listening to Analog Archives only on CJSF 90.1 FM. And you've been listening to The Vinaigrettes, once again, a band from Victoria back in the 1990s. Looking more into this band, one of their lead members, Carolyn Mark, seems to be still around, still making music, still performing. And I think that is something that is really cool. So I would love to interview her. And if any of you know her, I'm sure I could find her contact as well. But if you're listening, Carolyn, or if anyone that knows her is listening, I would love to speak with her about this album because I think this is some really cool stuff. I'm looking into this band, you know, you can really only find certain things like magazine postings of performances they did or Discog postings of some of their albums. And one thing that I think is really interesting is some descriptions of them being kind of considered as like country punk rockers in a sense, and that's an interesting description. You know, there's this one excerpt from this one this one magazine excerpt that says, "The Vinaigrettes' sound, a collage of twang and intelligently caustic lyrics, is a pleasure to experience." Whether it's the invitations or the something-eating grins on their faces, the band's performance imbues the music with a down-home, back-porch quality. And very interesting stuff. And it'd be really, really cool to see, you know, where the band went, where other members kind of ended up going in their musical careers, if they just even decided to carry on with musical careers, because that's not a thing that everyone wants to do. Either way, we still got some tracks left for tonight. So without further ado, once again, The Vinaigrettes, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. In about 6 minutes, we're going to have to switch over, but we're going to be switching over to an amazing program that is Wham Bam East Van, 7 p.m., and then after that, at 8 p.m., we've got the 60-minute stage dive, which is then going to go into Rad Radio, which is then after that going to go into the home of Burnaby Rock. So we just have a whole night of amazing programming here at CJSF. Make sure you stay tuned. All right, that last track was the Vinaigrettes with Waitress Rap, and I don't think much needs to be explained. You know, I think it's quite a relatable track. I think anyone who's worked in any sort of retail position, I mean, this is obviously a different situation and obviously one that I can't fully relate to, but man, it really does capture that angst, that anger that only a customer service job can provide at times. All right, we're going to be closing off tonight with Foolish Love Song with the Vinaigrettes, only on CJSF 90.1 again. 1FM, actually, not one again. Make sure you stay tuned, because in 2.5 minutes, we've got Wham Bam East Band. It has been an amazing honor for me to be able to play all of this music, these soundscapes, these sounds for all of you tonight. It's been a lot of fun, and I hope you had fun as well. And until next week, you already know. Peace.
Said you were thinking of me, 'cause now I suspect everything you say, and I'm not even sure if I know your real name.
Believe it or not, it's hard to choose either way, you win or lose. I know I got better things to do than to stick around and be a fool.
Did you lie? Did you lie when you said you were at the pub? It doesn't make any difference now.